Hey, what's up? It's Overslept. I'm Chris Laker. Every day I wake up and I record a podcast as soon as I wake up. It's not very good. I don't know why you're listening, but that's the short explanation for what the show is. It's the only explanation for what the show is. There's really not much more to say. It is 1:04 p.m. I slept like a lot. Oh, I went to sleep at like 4. So that's 9 hours. Or maybe it was later. I don't know. But anyway, I'm awake now. Last night I performed at Princeton, as did Jacqueline. We opened up for Mike Birbiglia, and it was a lot of fun. It was great. It was the best. I don't play. This is like a theater, like a full theater, like a 1,000 people, which is not what I do typically, or ever. I'm trying to think of the most people. I've done some benefits that might have been, it wasn't that many people. It was under 1,000 people for sure. Small and not nearly. And it's just cool. They said Jimmy Stewart performed in that theater. So me and Jimmy Stewart both did that. So yeah, it was great. I didn't think that I didn't think they'd like me, but they liked me. I didn't have to do a lot. Yeah, it was great. That's all I had to say. I can repeat "it's great" 50 more times, and then try to second guess everything, and then say it was great again. Throw in a few ums and a whatevers, and it is what it is. And I could probably do the whole show on that, but I won't. I did. We walked around the campus there. It's a beautiful campus. I've been in that area a bunch because, like I said yesterday, I went to college close to there at a much less prestigious school. Rider University. Rider's not that. It's just like a. It's the most whatever school you can imagine. It's like unmemorable in every way, but I got an accounting degree from there, which it's not bad for accounting. That's what they tell you. I don't understand. It's good for this. It's good for that. Take the class. It's fine for whatever, but the Rider campus is small. It looks like institutional and Princeton's huge and beautiful buildings and all that stuff. But it reminded me, I automatically just have when I see these Princeton like students, there's like a thing in me already that's just like, fuck this guy. I mean, it's, I'm not saying that's good or accurate, but I remembered a time right after I got out of rehab when I was 21 years old. I was hanging out because I went to rehab near there, so I had made friends in New Jersey in my rehab, and we would go to after, what is it called, outpatient stuff there. We'd go to meeting. There was like a lot of meetings in that area. There was like activity. They'd have like AA or NA dances and shit, like activities that we would all do together. So we would hang around there. And Princeton, the town, is just kind of like a cool place to hang when you're young, got nothing to do. So we're sitting around, I think we're like out front of a pizza place or something like that. It's just eating and we're smoking cigarettes. My buddy Ben, who was a fucking criminal, to the point where he was planning on stealing my car. He was trying to get me to go pick him up so he could steal my car and he could go get drugs. He relapsed a lot. Anyway, at this point, he was clean. He was a good dude. We were both like, we're just friends. We were good friends. And there was another dude hanging out with us. And Ben's like blowing smoke rings. And this was a kind of a Goodwill Hunting moment of like us feeling like we're like the fucking ragtag, like fucking the kind of Ben Affleck, Matt Damon characters hanging around the Ivy League school, you know, hanging around Princeton. And then there's these like Princeton guys there we felt they were, maybe they weren't, but it felt like they were like mocking us. And they're like, oh, that's pretty cool, a smoke ring. And Ben's like, yeah. He felt like he was being like, you know, we're being mocked. He's like, how'd you learn to do that? Ben's like, I learned in prison. And then they got like kind of freaked out. And then they walked away. Because Ben did time for a bank robbery. But that was holding up somebody at an ATM is bank robbery. I didn't know that. But he wasn't armed. I think he just threatened somebody and he didn't really have a weapon. So he didn't get armed bank robbery, but he got bank robbery. And I think he did it more than once when he got busted and he went to jail for, I think he only went to jail for 6 months for that, but that's a long time. I wouldn't want to do 6 months in jail. Fuck. I wouldn't want to do a day. That would be horrible. But all the people I met at Princeton yesterday seemed pretty cool. Well, there was one dude seemed a little, but he was just trying to be funny. Everybody wants it. Sometimes people just want it. They think that. Sometimes people think the way to be funny is to like be a dick, or like they think that that's what you do. They think that you're like I'm like, no, I don't do that, man. Why are you trying to bust my balls? I don't even know you. I didn't say that. It just got met with the. We just treated it like it was a serious statement. First, you give a few seconds of silence, ice them out, and then you're like, yeah, and then they get it. Then it's over. Then they stop that shit. I'm good at that. I'm good at conveying that I'm not happy with something somebody said without saying anything about it. It's not a particularly good skill. It just makes you enemies, as opposed to just going along and trying to be polite, which is probably a better skill to have. But most people there seem really good. I don't know if I don't like that people applied themselves in school and went to a good college. Jacqueline went to a good college. She applied herself in school. And she's a nice person. So I should stop that discrimination against the who I see to be the privileged. When, let's face it, I'm privileged. Jesus Christ. You know. It's not like I was raised in the Ozarks. Or in, like, yeah, I'm privileged. Speaking of college, I don't even know like the deal about this. I just saw this headline yesterday, and I thought it was encouraging and good that New York State is going to have free college. There's some deal where you can go to college for free. And I think that's good. It should be. Not all of it, not Princeton, but there should be. Because you go to like regular. I shit on school and my college and stuff, but the college I graduated, that writer school, I don't remember a bunch of stuff that I learned, but time I learned a lot. If I stayed in accounting, I would have applied that stuff, and it was college, I think, is good for people, and you shouldn't be in debt for the rest of your fucking life. I don't know. It was encouraging to me. I thought, let me check out the news. What should I go to? BBC? Let me try the AP, Associated Press app. Maybe they got something good. Doe. Bombing? No thanks. Stop. Tillerson? No. Canada commemorates Cemetery of Pivotal World War One. Okay, well, good for that. Justin Thoreau, what a handsome devil! You know, that's why don't we have? He's their day is coming. It must be fun having, I think Canada, being Canadian would be fun. It looks like a good time. Shit, is it 62 degrees outside? I gotta go hang out. Go outside. I always like going to Canada. Let's see. Maybe I'll just end the show now. That's probably a good idea. I mean, I'm just scrolling through the news. 12 minutes. It's Sunday. It's nice out. If you're in New York, I don't know where it's not nice out. I don't know if it's nice out in Brighton, where Rob is, or Mortimer in Iowa. Or Idaho, Iowa. Yeah, Kevin's in San Diego. It's always nice in San Diego. I know where everybody lives. I know where every one of you lives. Ruby's in Arizona. That's just a fucking desert. How nice could it be there? I mean, it's nice, but then it's like, you know, it's a desert. All right, let me just see if there's any... all the news, it's all fucking horror. Oh, fans say farewell to rock and roll legend Chuck Berry. That's, man. I had tickets to go see Chuck Berry and I couldn't go. That's my Chuck Berry story. I bought tickets because, like, he's a legend. I got to see him. There's going to be a B.B. King's in Times Square. And then my work schedule changed up and I fucking couldn't go. So... that's my Chuck Berry story, and I wish I had one, because then I'd be able to say I saw Chuck Berry at B.B. King's. He was the best, and I would have said he was the best even if he wasn't, because the man died and he was a rock and roll legend. I'm not going to sit here and try to act like he's not. That's the thing, I want to see new bands, but then you feel like, oh, I should see this guy before he dies. Like, I got to see Levon Helm before he died from the band. If you're not familiar with the band, they were great, and Levon Helm was a big part of why they were great. And I saw him open up for Willie Nelson. So Willie Nelson's another one. He's pretty old. So glad I got that one down. Bob Dylan. I think I need to see Bob Dylan. Can't think of anybody else, I really. Comedians. Man. It's a crapshoot, too, because you don't know when they're going to die. But I saw Joan Rivers and I saw Don Rickles, but I kind of wish I saw Bill Cosby. Because I loved Bill Cosby. And now I used to always be like, man, I got to go see Bill Cosby. He's going to die. You know, he's getting old and And then it was like, I probably would have seen him on this last tour, but then it's just like, no, you can't go see Bill Cosby. He's terrible. Fucking Hannibal. I still open mics with Hannibal fucking years ago. Didn't know he was going to kill Bill Cosby. Never would have thought it. But he did it. So weird. If he just didn't do that joke, would it not have, like, blown up like that? Because all those accusations came out so long ago. I remember hearing about them. I mean, it's good that he did. It's good. But it's such a weird, scary thing that there can be, like, this beloved person. But yeah, and so Bill, who else is gonna hold? I guess like Dick Gregory. He's a legend. He's who else is? I'd have to think about it. I'm not gonna sit here. I'm gonna get out of here. 16 minutes. It's nice out. Take that extra 4 minutes. All for yourself. Maybe write a review. Maybe on iTunes for this podcast and for my album. If you're in iTunes, why not do both? You didn't listen to my album? That's okay. Write a review. Say it's great. Listen to it later. You don't have to buy it. I've said this a million times, but I don't expect everybody to listen to every episode, so I repeat things. Sorry. It's on all the streaming shit. So if you have a streaming subscription to some shit, you can listen to my album. It's good. It's a good album. I think it's good. If you don't like it, you don't like it. If you don't like it, still write a good review. Or if you're like, I can't write a good review, then just don't write a review. Don't write a bad review. Jesus, fuck. Don't do that. Don't write a bad review of this podcast. Either if you're like hate listening to this podcast, like I hate this podcast, but I listen to it because I hate it and it's so bad, I'm going to listen to it because I do that to shit. I understand that, but I would never write a bad review. That is beyond the pale. That's the worst thing a person could do. Why would you write a bad review of something? It's so mean. I don't know what. No, I wouldn't write a bad review of a YouTube video. If something on YouTube was just like openly racist or homophobic or some sort of terrible thing, I would thumbs down it. Would not write a bad review, but I would thumbs down it for that reason only. And it would have to be pretty blatant. And why am I even watching racist, homophobic YouTube videos? You know, I shouldn't be watching that. It's bad for you. It's bad, but I like to get mad. So I watch things to make me mad. Someone's like, hey, look at this. It's terrible. It's the worst thing. This guy's a real jerk. I'm like, ooh, I can't wait. Love being angry. I got to work on my anger issues, as always. Stay away from the comment sections on the news. Stay off different parts of the internet. They're just there to inflame. Don't do it. That's what I gotta learn. All right. I don't know. I'll see you tomorrow. It'll be Monday. I'm gonna go to bed earlier tonight and get up earlier tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I got to get a... Oh, and there's a Seder. So I'll have that. I got to go do stuff to have something to talk about tomorrow. So I'm going to go and see if I can run into an adventure out there and then report back in the morning. And then tomorrow is a Passover. I go to a Seder at Jacqueline's parents' house. That'll be fun. I love a Seder. And, all right, talk to you guys tomorrow. Enjoy the day. Have a good Sunday. That's okay. Yeah. We love you.